Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I would now like to start the weekend.
Mills Daily.
If you want to see me going through, well, humiliation, really, the video for My Name is Scott is now online. It was yesterday's egg roulette where I had to smash some eggs on my head, which is brilliant. I had to wash my hair like 5 times last night. It still stank of egg.
Did you?
No, it's disgusting.
Oh, dear.
So thanks, Dave. Also, watch the video closely and watch how hard I break the eggs on my head, and then watch how hard Dave Pierce does it. There is a slow motion, just you so you can see that as
you
well.
You kind of tap them onto your head and just let them drop, whereas Dave, I think technically, smashed them with all the strength that he has onto your forehead.
Pretty much. So the video for My Name is Scott is now online. Just go to my pages at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I think there's a form on there as well, isn't there, that you can fill in if Scott has wronged you in any way. Then you can fill that form in, and we will try and help you out and get your wrong righted. Okay. I imagine most of the people at Edith's party are now logging on to fill in that form.
I can't see them. I don't care. The blind is closed.
Can I just say something about last night?
Right. What?
When we were in the pub.
Yes.
And something happened between us.
Yes.
And you swore me to absolute secrecy.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if I could actually just tell everybody.
No.
Please.
No, you really
can't. Oh, go on.
Please.
No.
No, it was brilliant, though.
No, you can't say
please,
that.
I don't know. I was in the pub. What was it called?
Block Party are next.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Nobody cares about the revising or their work about to finish. All they want to know is what happened last night.
I'd rather you didn't say
so
it.
So something happened between the two of you in the pub.
Yeah, we went to the pub.
And after that happened, you swore Becky to secrecy.
Yeah.
It was
please
properly.
Please don't say it.
Go on. You only begged me for about 10 minutes not to tell anyone. Can this be our little secret?
You actually,
please don't
and then
tell
you bring
anyone.
It, and then you bring it up on the radio.
Anyone.
You begged.
I didn't
you
beg.
Begged.
Did I beg?
You did give me quite a lot of kisses until I said yes. I promise.
Oh God, I must have been drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah,
so
go on then.
Basically,
it's fine. Just get it out there. It's fine.
I was sitting in the pub. Scott walks out of the toilet on the phone.
Oh, this is Scott walks out of the toilet. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So my boyfriend said to me, "I don't think he's really talking to anyone." At which point I was like, right, we'll find out. Went over, grabbed the phone, and Scott has been talking to himself on the phone. At which point he was like, you can never tell anyone about this. This is the worst thing. I always do it. I always do it. I always
do it a lot.
Yeah, but
to
why?
Avoid people generally.
Yeah, but you were
it was
with,
only me and
you were in a pub with your friends, so you pretended to be on the phone so you didn't have to talk to them.
Maybe, yeah.
Or were you pretending to be on the phone in the toilet because there was somebody in the toilet that you didn't want to talk to?
I really can't remember.
Well, anyway, it's out there now,
it's
so I thought
there,
we could
brilliant.
Do
no,
a new quiz.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It happens a lot.
You do this all. You do this a lot. You often walk through the live lines when I'm sat in the live lines pretending to be on the phone.
Yeah,
so you
sometimes
don't have to
I
talk
am
to
on
me.
The phone.
No, I don't believe you now.
I don't
no,
believe
I
you're ever on the phone.
I am.
No.
People ring me, yeah?
Do they?
Yeah.
I think you,
when?
You just have make-believe friends.
So anyway, I've come up with this new quiz.
Right.
Is Scott on the phone?
Yeah, he's on the phone. Or is he?
What, so
and if you see Scott in the
me?
Street, yeah, just grab his phone off him. No, just check, see if anyone's there.
Don't tell people to do that.
That's a great quiz.
No, it's not a great quiz.
Play along at home fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
Hi, Hi. I pretend I talk to people on the phone as well.
Yeah. How often?
Quite a lot.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know why
I'm waiting for people.
You are?
It's if I'm waiting for people, so, like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
It's not to avoid talking to your friends, though, is it?
Sometimes.
Can I just ask, what do you both do if you're pretending to be on the phone and then your phone rings?
Now, there is a drawback to that because I always have my phone on silent, but it does...
You think about it that much, you plan it that much that you put your phone on silent it rings.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see? I'm not that weird. Kind of. You do it all the time, don't you?
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
And do your friends know that you do this?
One of them does, and she does it as well, so... Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't want to give your name out on air, do you?
No, thank you.
I can understand that.
Because you think you're weird.
Podcast. Right, now I've got this from... it's an American news channel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story about the mayor of Detroit. You know, the mayor of Detroit.
Do I know him?
Yeah, Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
And you never guess what?
What?
He... has been boffing his chief of staff.
No.
You know, Christine Beattie.
Really?
Yeah. And somehow, some texts that they were sending to each other have got out and made it onto the news.
Oh, no.
Right? So they've shown them on the news, and the newsreader had to read them out, and they came up on the screen at the same time. Yeah. Right? But he gets a little bit kind of carried away.
Really?
He really kind of gets into it.
Right.
Like, really into it. Okay. Have a listen. Here's the first one.
September 12, 2002, during the trip to Washington, D.C., Christine Beattie writes, "Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?" Kilpatrick responds, "Yes."
Okay. It gets better.
That's nice of him.
The next morning, Kilpatrick, "They were right outside the door," referring to the mayor's bodyguards. "They had to have heard everything." Beattie, "So we are officially busted. Ha ha."
Now, whenever the text says lol,
yeah,
he goes, ha ha.
Oh, right, okay.
Ha ha.
Like that.
He doesn't say lol.
He doesn't say lol. He just goes,
ha ha.
Right. Gets better.
The mayor. Ha ha. Damn that. Never busted. Busted is what you see. Ha ha.
There's a lot of lols in that one.
Ha ha. Damn that. Never busted. Busted is what you see. Ha ha.
Okay.
Beattie. Ha ha, damn. So they have to walk in before you can see busted. Ha ha.
They were lolling a lot in this conversation, weren't they? It gets better.
The mayor, hell yeah, walk in. September 24th, Beattie writes, "This is one of those little things I had to tell you."
Now, this is the point where he starts to get really, really into it. Far too into it.
"Last night when I was laying on your shoulder in the car, and you held my face and sang whatever song it was, that felt so good. It was just one of those little moments when you just made me fall some more." October 7th, 2002. Beattie writes, "Okay, I'm feeling like I want another night, like the most recent Saturday at the Residence Inn. You made me feel so damn good that night. As you can see, I can't let it go."
You don't get this with Fiona Bruce, do you?
You don't.
You don't.
Sir.
"You made me feel so damn good that night. As you can see, I can't let it go."
Yeah, you are on the air, by the way.
The mayor responds, "I feel that we can do that in West Virginia and just relax together. I need you so bad. I want to wake up in the morning and you are there. Make it happen. Love ya." "I need you so bad. Love ya." October 16th, 2002, the mayor writes, "I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. Relaxing, laughing, talking, sleeping, and making love." Oh. Ha ha. "I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. May 5th, 2003, the mayor writes, "That's the first time that I couldn't fully seduce you. My game is off, ha-ha. Thanks for the conversation and the QT. Love you." "That's the first time that I couldn't fully seduce you. My game is off, ha-ha."
He's putting a lot of feeling into this.
Beatty responds, ha ha, your game is way on, baby. You had me at hello. Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha, I just didn't want to get caught. Ha ha, your game is way on, baby.
Hey? Maybe we could ask Fiona Bruce if she'll read these for us.
Ha ha. Now, those were the messages we could show you. Some others are so explicit we couldn't read them on the air.
I'm quite pleased
he's kept
them
for himself.
Yeah, he just read them to himself at home right now. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
And now, Barry
Oakey. Hello, my name's Barry, and I'm an accountant from Exeter. Barry Oakey is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
Five-letter word that my mum gave to me. It's a difficulty, and I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling, keeping me together. People around, gotta find something to say now. Holding back, every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no. I never say anything at all, but with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim. They call me Jose, they call me Kevin, they call me Carlos, they call me Dave. That's not my name, my name's Barry. 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 They call me Maureen, they call me Sue, they call me Geraldine. Always the same. That's not my name, my name's Barry. That's not my name, my name's Barry. That's not my name, my name's Barry. That's not my name, my name is Barry.
That was Parioki on Radio 1. If your name is Barry and you want to be part of it next Friday, fill in the form online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.